0800 80 1080. The Chris Lynch Show. Thanks to A1 Homes Christchurch. Proudly building Kiwi homes for Kiwis for 15 years. On News Talk ZB.
It is News Talk ZB with Chris. 0800 80 1080 or 340 1098 is the number to call. Welcome all of your calls to the program. We have been discussing what could be considered the controversial issue of abortion, the Crimes Act. Jacinda Ardern says yes, remove it. Bill English says no, it's fine how it's working. Well, we'll speak to the Right to Life group shortly, but first joining us now is the President of Abortion Law Reform Association of New Zealand, Terry Ball-Meck, joins me. Hello and thank you for your time.
Hi.
Did you see last night's debate?
Yeah.
What did you make of what both candidates had to say?
Well, from Bill English, it was kind of more of the same, but I was really delighted to see Jacinda come out unequivocally in favor of taking abortion out of the Crimes Act.
Why?
And I was really happy to see the audience give her a very nice ovation for that. Why? Because abortion is health care. Abortion does not belong in the Crimes Act. Currently, our current system doesn't really serve anybody very well. It's not good health care. It's not patient-focused. It's basically a box-ticking exercise that is expensive and wastes people's time.
Do you worry that this does criminalize not just the woman involved, but also the medical professional?
Yeah, and criminalizing in this context is completely inappropriate. You could certainly make the argument that it's a violation of, it could easily be seen as a violation of human rights because people do have the right to seek medical care. And the box-ticking exercise, the hoops that you need to jump through in order to get the health care you need is kind of ridiculous.
Okay, at the moment, Bill English says the way things are working now when it comes to abortions is about right. You can still get an abortion in this country and not be deemed a criminal. What do you say to that?
Well, tell that to, roughly 200 people every 10 years have been, their requested abortions have been unjustified or have been declared unjustified. I don't think it's really working for them. I also think it's probably not working for people who are not located in urban centers who can't get to the place where they can get an abortion because their DHBs don't provide that service. It probably also isn't working for people whose physicians refuse to refer them and they don't understand that they can go to another physician or they can go to family planning or maybe there isn't another physician in their nearby area that they can go to that will refer them. We only know about people who have actually gotten, the Abortion Supervisory Committee is only able to count people who actually make it to the point where they're talking to certifying consultants. And anyone who has to give up in the process before they reach that point, we can't count. We don't know what their story is.
In your view, should this go to some kind of public referendum?
No, I think that's probably not necessary. Parliament put this law in place and Parliament can fix it.
Appreciate your time. Terry Ball-Meck, the President of the Abortion Law Reform Association of New Zealand.